Wait, how dare you leave out Keith David? Son of a bitch.
Wait.
Like the guy from that 70s show?
I should slap every single one of you for just that statement from Jem. Keith David is from They Live. He was
Keith
Rowdy.
Keith David from SNL. He's the guy who used to do Ariana Grande. Come on.
No, he's the guy in the purple shirt.
The purple shirt that did Ariana Grande?
I should slap you all again for just that comment.
He's from that Freaky Muniz movie.
He is from so many things.
But Frankie Muniz, Big Fat Lair. Oh, Cody Banks.
Fucking Goliath. Agent Cody Banks.
Fucking Goliath. He's fucking Goliath.
He was in a movie called The Bible.
He was in The Bible? Keith David?
Yes. He was in The Bible with Jesus. Hanging out. He was hanging out
with Taco Bell.
With Taco Bell. Okay, that's why he deserves.
I'm gonna see what all he's in, just so we'll be able
You better hashtag the fuck out of Keith David for that.
He was like Coraline.
He was robbed. Robbed in this story.
Papa Mango. Oh, God.
Papa Mango.
Wait.
Hey, everyone. Jim here. This went on for another 10 to 12 minutes. Of them talking about Keith David. I still don't know if I'm saying his name right now. I apologize. I didn't grow up with Caroline and stuff like that. But I did grow up with They Live, and he's pretty damn talented. So just fast forward through the next 10-15 minutes, and we get to...
I don't think I remember him in there, but then again...
You
know what he's not in? This podcast.
He is
now. Probably wrap this shit up.
Yes, we should. Steve was so fucking glad Lindsay was gone. After summoning Cthulhu, she just wasn't the same. She kept talking about weird shit, like their dead dog coming back to life, and crows going backwards or something, and how he was hurting her. He never laid a finger on her. He was worried about her, but he couldn't help her anymore. And it had been 2 weeks since she left. Since he filed a missing persons report. As he settled down, he heard something scratching at the door. Sighing, he got up, meandered to the door, finally opened it. He was horrified at what he found. There was Ellis, alive again. Backing up, he could barely take a breath. As Ellis looked at him and said, "It's your turn now, motherfucker."